Here on SENZ, and we've covered off the thoroughbreds. Let's get to the standardbreds, who have a really big night tonight. And to do that, of course, we go to our harness racing guru, and Greg O'Connor, who is so busy on the new look Entain trackside product, which is pretty smart, I think it's fair to say, and racing is the better for it. Greg, good morning to you. Tonight, Alexandra Park and Addington, but most of the eyes will be on Alexandra Park because the Aussies are still hanging around and there's some decent money up for grabs, and Merlin's coming out.
Yeah, he is. Morning to you, Smithy. Dawson, Harford, Taylor Mile, what an outstanding field it is. Scratching of Old Town Road means there's a dozen go to the post, but this is a race only won by good horses, Smithy. Here's some names for you. Chris and Me, Lazarus, Spankham, Copy That, Spankham Again, and Akuta in the last 10 years. Oh. You've got to be pretty good to win the Taylor Mile. And the depth to this year's field, well, it's been only enhanced by the way the barriers have fallen, because Merlin, the winner of the race by Grins, and the runner-up Don't Stop Dreaming, have both drawn the second row, which is going to make it intriguing as to how and when they can get into the race, especially over the short course.
Well, it is interesting. It's a little bit more forgiving than perhaps Cambridge, so maybe not draw determined as much as we see with the, perhaps the race by Grins, but certainly they're going to have to look very carefully at their tactics. And the field is deep too.
Yeah, it is. Sooner the better will get off the gate very quickly from about the middle of the line, as will Kango. So I expect them to be in the fight early. But what I also expect, therefore that puts Merlin maybe three back on the fence following out Republican Party. So he's going to need some luck. The two Aussies, Speak the Truth and Better Eclipse, well, they're not going to sit back, are they? They've got to put themselves in the race, and therefore so does Don't Stop Dreaming. So those off the second row, I think there'll be a three-wide line virtually for the whole race, because they only run from the 600-metre mark at the back straight, round a bend to the winning post, and there's a couple more bends for the, and it's over. So you've got to put yourself in it. I therefore think Don't Stop Dreaming is the horse to beat. Natalie Rasmussen drives, follows out. Kango, so I expect Sooner the Better to go out with Kango, and therefore Don't Stop Dreaming should get a beautiful run through, and if that eventuates, should land in front of Merlin. And I know he was in front of him in the race by Grins, and Merlin had his measure, but over the short course, I think the advantage goes to Don't Stop Dreaming this time, and he gets a chance to square the ledger, because, as we know, at the moment, it's been dominated by Merlin. He's won the last five times they've clashed.
It's an intriguing trot race too, the Loyal Creek, Lone Star Loyal Creek, of course. It's over 2-2, stake is 60,000. But if we look at it, they're just running for second behind Just Believe. Greg Sugars is in the sulky there. Is that the way you see it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, the only horse that can go with him for mine is Oscar Bottavina, and he hasn't been as good in his last three, albeit he did win and beat Queen Elida two starts back. He pulled pretty hard in the Tab Trot, and I spoke to Mark Purden this morning specifically for your show, Smithy, to see if there was a chance that Oscar could turn the tables on Just Believe, and he said, look, he wasn't 100% after Cambridge, so he had a few days off. He'll pick up from this race. He said, I'm not saying he can't win, but I don't have him at fever pitch. I think he'll go with Just Believe, but I think he'll be too good for us, because you've got to take into account they've got the National Trot next week. They've got another very good trot race before the Roe Cup on the 24th. So you've got to build back into it, Smithy, whereas Just Believe's at the peak of his powers. He was too good for them in that Tab Trot. He'll be too good for them again tonight.
Okay, and we shouldn't ignore the fact that there's a nice little race for the two-year-old fillies as well. 70K worth of the Delightful Lady Classic. All eyes on you, or you're the one that I want for Scotty Phelan and the Purden Phelan combo.
Yeah, unbeaten in two, barrier two. These are owned by Dean Shannon, both that. And I actually had to ask Dean, because I thought, well, what's going on here? He's got, you're the one that I want. He's got, I'm Sandra D. So obviously there's a grease theme there. And he said, look, there's two parts to that. One, I needed to come up with some new ideas for horse names. Two, I'm getting quite old. And three, I really like grease. So that's where he got. He's actually got a male pacer called I Got Chills too, Smithy. So the day that all three of them line up in the same race, I think the commentator could have a little bit of fun with them, particularly if they're in the finish.
I think you're right, absolutely right. We should not, that is an intriguing thought actually. Greg, we should ignore the fact also that in your neck of the woods, they're running around at Addington tonight too.
Yeah, they are. I'll be on track, Smithy, trying to get all the information for the punters at home. Queen Tyron, a first starter in race four. Race four, number four, about $3.50. Really like the way it trialled. If she can reproduce that on race night, I reckon she could just about win. And their feature race is named after a really good trotting mare called About Now. It's for the fillies and mares. Tricky, tricky race, Smithy. Sunny Sisters off 40 metres, and just in front of her, last year's winner, I Dream of Jeannie, and Eurostyle are both off 30. I Dream of Jeannie won it last year off 40 metres, so it's not beyond the realms, but Sunny Sister is the favourite, will need to be at her absolute best. Her best is very good, though, Smithy. She won the Group 1 Oaks and Derby in December.
Right, okay. The other thing to take note of is that you're going to have to share parking tonight with the rugby, but you might, if the Crusaders don't knock over the Rebels, look out, because you might have some fairly grumpy people coming across to see your side of things wind up.
Yeah, exactly. Overdue is probably all I can say there, Smithy. our last race is 9:21. If they're behind at the latter stages of that game, the car park might be clear by the time I get there to leave a bit up after 9 anyway, Smithy. But let's hope that's not the case, mate.
Let's hope that is not the case. And also what coincides nicely with Trot's talk on Sunday, Greg, is the racing at Rangiora. There's 11 races there, and you'll be able to give us live, I would imagine, the commentary of the first, which is 11:45, but also some very close information from the track directly.
Yeah, definitely, Smithy. The Winter Cup there is the last of the Country Cup qualifying races. Got a big final. It's always a terrific contest. Mighty Louie won it last year. It's 110K on the 10th of May, and there's a couple of horses. One of them, Pinseeker, who's $4.20 to win on Sunday, needs a top two finish to get into that field. So that's the one I'd be plumbing for. It's a deep race, though, Smithy. Dalton Shard, Mwanga, Franco Indy, Mighty Louie, who I just mentioned, and Ultra Meteor, who's been nothing short of outstanding in its last couple, beating its stablemate, Ahoka Connor. So really good race for a Sunday. Goes about 12 minutes past 3. But you're right, I'll have all the information. Trot's Talk, 11 till 12 on Sunday morning. Make sure you tune in. And if you can't listen to it straight away, get onto the app or go to HRNZ. It's on there very quickly as well, because we have a thing called the Southern Man segment, Smithy, and it's invariably about tipping winners on a Sunday.